Good morning. It is Thursday, May the 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm J.D. Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Let's begin this day by consecrating ourselves unto the Lord. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Now let's just speak to him now. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled, Why We Perish for Lack of Vision. Our text is Acts chapter 15, verses 30 to 35. Hear now the word of the Lord. So the men were sent off and went down to Antioch, where they gathered the church together and delivered the letter. The people read it and were glad for its encouraging message. Judas and Silas, who themselves were prophets, said much to encourage and strengthen the believers. After spending some time there, they were sent off by the believers with the blessing of peace to return to those who had sent them. But Paul and Barnabas remained in Antioch, where they and many others taught and preached the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. As we are just getting back to our journey through the Acts of the Apostles, we need to get our bearings. We've just come out of the locker room at halftime, and we're moving into the second half. Here at the midpoint of Acts, I find myself looking for the big picture. In the midst of miracles, controversy, martyrs, conflict, preaching, teaching, learning, studying, discerning, healing, factions, visions, beatings, stonings, incarcerations, prison breaks, hardships, encouragement, dramatic growth, persecution, caring for widows, sharing, sacrificial giving, deceit, division, traveling, and much more to come. Wow, that's quite a lot going on. In the midst of all that, I want to regain a sense of the big picture. What is really happening just beneath and above the surface of all this activity? It's the question worth asking concerning anything we are a part of. Our churches, families, professions, jobs, civic organizations, boards, and so forth. If we aren't paying attention, all of our busy activities will slowly transform our movements back into mindless motions. We so easily lose our way in it all. Time marches on. And we watch our children cross the platform to receive their diplomas while scratching our heads and wondering whether we really invested our best in them or just got through it. It's tempting to think a well-framed mission statement will bring the clarity we need to feel better about what we are accomplishing or where it's all going. What's missing most is vision. I don't mean vision in the sense of ambitious projections of a grandiose future. I mean vision in the sense of being able to see with clarity what is really happening in the midst of all the activity. It requires regularly stepping away to regain vision, to see more than the 20 things you are doing at any given moment. The real question of vision is not what I am seeing, but what does the Holy Spirit seem to be doing? What bigger picture might the Holy Spirit be drawing? It is for lack of this kind of revelatory vision that people lose focus, move in divergent directions, lose the path, get lost, and ultimately perish. See also Proverbs 28:19, which says something of the same. Where there is no vision, the people perish. It's got me wondering, could I articulate the Holy Spirit vision of what's happening in my life right now in a sentence or two? How about my family season, work, church? I challenge us today to give it a shot. Can you bring the vision of these things down to a sentence or three? Back to the halftime show of Acts. Here's my framing for the vision in which all the apostolic activity converges. The kingdom of God is advancing by the power of the Word of God, through the strength of the Holy Spirit, by the supernatural love of the people of God. As I think about it, these words capture what I'd like to be able to see when I get perspective on the vision of my life and family and work and church and seedbed and the wake-up call and everything else I'm involved in. The prayer. Let's sing it today. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Melt me, mold me, fill me, use me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Amen. Journal prompts. What big picture vision might the Holy Spirit be drawing in your life now? Are you taking time to get to a vantage point where you can see the larger landscape of your life? How might that happen? Are you living in the movement or stuck in the motions? The hymn. Today we will sing, Be Thou My Vision. Hey, that fits, doesn't it? That's going to be number 49 in our seedbed hymnal, Our Great Redeemer's Praise, 49, Be Thou My Vision. We're going to sing all four verses. Let's just be conscious that we're singing this as a prayer. You ready? Be Thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me save that Thou art. Thou my best thought by day or by night. Waking or sleeping, Thy presence my light. Be Thou my wisdom and Thou my true word. I ever with thee and thou with me, Lord. Thou my great Father, I thy true Son. Thou in me dwelling, and I with thee one. Riches I heed not, nor man's empty praise. Thou mine inheritance, now and always. Thou and thou only first in my heart. High King of heaven, my treasure thou art. High King of heaven, my victory won. May I reach heaven's joys, O bright heaven's sun. Heart of mine own heart, whatever befall, still be my vision, O ruler of all. Amen. Boy, that's a classic. And isn't it good to be singing out here together again? I've missed that. I said that again. I miss it. But we're doing it, guys. It's you in your place and me in my place. And when do we ever do that? We probably wouldn't do it just by ourselves, which is why we're doing it together. You know, as I was going through today's entry, I just started thinking about this word. One of our saints in our church, we as a church, maybe I told you about this, but at the beginning of the year, we asked each other, we said, what word from Scripture does God want to write on our heart this year? And we invited everybody to pray about it and gave everybody two note cards. And I said, write them on both note cards. Keep one at home where you can see it. Bring one to church. We put thumbtacks and pinned them up on a board, and we roll it out every Sunday in church. And I like to get one down for the children's sermon and also go through it in the sermon. But Miss Thelma brought one that said, but those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not be faint. And I found myself, as we were talking this morning together about vision, remembering that word. You see, when we wait on the Lord, that's the thing. A lot of us we're in difficult spots. Some of us are stuck in a valley. We're down in a pit. Or we're facing something really hard. We're struggling with cancer or with a loved one that's sick. Or a family that's coming apart at the seams. Or who knows? There are all kinds of things people are facing. Grief of lost a loved one. But it gets very hard. You can lose vision in the valley because you can't see very far. If we'll just stop and wait on the Lord, just put ourselves in a place where we can wait on Him. Just get still. Just begin to let go of all of the dark ruminating that we do, the anxiety, the worrying. Just lean in to the Lord. We'll find our strength starting to be renewed. But here's what happens, okay? Those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. They will mount up on wings like eagles. Okay, that's not just a nice fluffy metaphor. What happens is we begin to get lifted up to the place where God is, and we can look down and get perspective. We can have vision on the field that we find ourselves on. We can have a renewed sense of seeing the Holy Spirit's perspective on what we're going through. And the Lord will begin to speak words to us and say, well, you know, right now, you're actually in the valley of the shadow of death. And what you need to know is I'm with you. Don't be afraid. Or right now, I'm pruning you. I'm pruning back the fruitful branches so they'll bear even more fruit. Or I'm preparing you right now for something I'm seeing ahead. Some of us listening here may be nearing the end of our days. We don't know. All of us are in one way or another. But the Lord, He just could be preparing to show you the shores of eternity and maybe just beginning to wait on Him and to be lifted up, to catch a glimpse of the far, of the yonder shores of eternity. From that place, we start to be renewed. We start to regain perspective. Joy may begin to creep in and start pushing out some of the despair. Peace may come in and begin to push out some of the anxiety. The scripture goes on to say, they will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. So this applies to all of us today. We need vision and perspective. Without it, we perish. We just sort of sink down into the ruts and lose our focus and lose our way. That's the amazing thing about these apostles. That's what they're continually doing. They're drawing into the Lord. They're being lifted up. They're getting to see more of the field. They're being directed and guided. They're trusting and obeying. All right, let's stop right there today, guys. Let's get our seeds. Okay, other people, we need to sow this seed into their lives today. I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.